תמונס השם יעבד. זה אמר האחיריים. ובודר משה בן אזמסיג, משה בן אזמסיג, מכנס אחיריים. שרינם עבריס אס אחיריים, פן אי לא יירוב. זאת אומרת, זה למעילה או לחסון? אחרי האחיריים זו איזה חסון. ארץ הסטר, הסטר. זאת אומרת, זה אחרי נעימה ויפרס עשה לפני, נוחס ויקסו בפנים ואוכל. אז יסי, הפנים באולם הזה ואוכל באולם הבא. ספרי, so what is he mean? So everything is a dargav hasaga, which is a chayrai, and dargav hasaga, which is panim. So what's going on? Ha'inyan api mashal mechazal tzadikim ein ha'menucha lo'i ba'ilam hazeh ve'lo'ilam ha'bo sh'nehem ha'yeichu michay l'choy l'yiror l'kim b'tzir en the brochus. Why is this the last gemara in brochus? So first of all, kastam, because Torah Shabbal Peh is a mayim she'en le'isoif. Also, the soy the brachas is shemayim shemayim Hashem Oretz Nosan Ebni Yodam. So the pshat is that through making a bracha you connect shemayim Oretz. Connect shemayim Oretz is Oretz is begul, shemayim is lachmeli begul. So tamid achama when you're down here, the hasoga of Torah is a shemayim dika hasoga in Torah. It's shayach to bichas hanenem. So you made it therefore in the menucha lo yivam hazeh ve lo yivam hazeh. It's like one thing for them. There's two hasogas in Torah, even a person's learning down here. Either person can have, in other words, you can sometimes hear a Torah from somebody who once discussed it in one of the parashas here. Either there's an Indian where you see there's a binyan, it begins here and it stops here. Right? And or you can feel you have a hargosha that it broke into the mayan she'en lo yisoif. That mayan she'en lo yisoif, that's the bechin of Yelchum Yichayel Al-Khoel. Torah in Shemayim is the Chabad HaTorah. Every second there's a new Asaga. Shir Lashem, Shir Chadosh. Every second there's a new Shir, there's a new Asaga. In Tamid HaChachamim, Ein Lemanach Aloy Bo Elam Azeh Bo Loy Elam Abo. Because when Eilam Torah down here, Shad is when you feel you finish something, so Meila, you're in Shalom, Abad, you got Menucha. Why haven't you got Menucha? That's only if you heard the Gishma Kabinyan, the Stira, and the Rambam, and the Teretz. Once that Teretz is finished, as soon as you hear it, Chalume, the Gantz Tizach. And you see that you feel the Ein Lesoif, you feel that Mayan. So you feel that Mayan, it's the greatest Tainuk, but it's not Menucha. Straight away, if you why, you can go on, and one second, you can explain this to the Indian as well. One second, explain that Indian as well. It's Ein Lemenucha. The Tainuk of Elion, the greatest Tainuk, it's Ein Lemenucha. That's Maseches Brachos. That's the Chibur of Shemaim, Shemaim, Hashem, Oretz, Nosan, Ibn Yom. Without a Bracha, there's a Pirut. Shemaim, Oretz, so everything's B'Gvul. The only thing that down here in Oretz you can break this mood is going to be massive that chelik of Torah. Shakavon, hakavon hazeh shatzali hoylech tom madriga madriga ad insoy bein tachas. Massive tomid asol on yoyis agdoyle ve'ein anocha madriga achas. Vezeh nikra ein na menucha. Tzolehim ha-she'ein am nochim v'nishorim b'gvul asoga. They're not nach in gvul asoga. Tak faked, ein na gvul. They haven't got a gvul shiyam yunach. You can see the same tzaddikim, mamash is the same. They're always looking for, even in learning, right? Always looking for new zachim, right? Always looking for nizach. Shoy, master, gemara, nizach, shnei. They're always looking for. That's the same bechin of ein lemenucha. Ein lemenucha. Somebody who's got menucha, you know, right? Finished. He did his thing. That shows that he hasn't got any shaykhis with the ein lemenucha to kachelik of Torah. But somebody is always moving forward, always thinking what he can do next, always thinking, right, so now, like, a daf a day has become mamish, whatever, natural, or an omen has become natural, let's move to a daf. A daf becomes natural, let's move to two daf, let's move to Shulchan Aruch, let's move to... He's an einhem, he's an einle menucha de kemensh, it's a mori de kemayla. You get some people to feel, you know, they got their shtela, he gave le menucha ve la nachla. It means that the learning was a learning of Oilam Azev. It was a learning of everything that has a gvul. So you reach the gvul, you're there. But they haven't got a gvul. Tomin Moisev Oilach Mesh Mesayim Yech Mechayim Alchoyim. So Tomin Bli Hefzik. So Benim Tzik. Shemasi, now how does this compare to Ponim and Ochor? Shemasi Gat Saga Yoisi Masha Hesik Tchila Nikra Saga Rishoyna Acharayim Kenegad Saga Pnimis Shehesik Achakach. It's Pelni Kazach. That every asoga, when you get to the next asoga, the earlier one is a chirayim. In other words, if you wow, you feel a zanaya deher, you machadish something, you feel a moridika deher. You go over it 5-10 times, and then you move, and you see that the chiddush is even deeper. And then the earlier chiddush doesn't seem to be, you know, a big deal anymore. Parsha. Also, there's a deeper horror over here. Sometimes you think of a Moedik Achidish, yeah? You share it with somebody else. They don't. You know, you thought it was a Moedik Achidish, right? And then you had such Tainuk, and you tell it to somebody else. And say it, fine. He doesn't feel it. Who's got the Chasaran? Chasaran is in him. Shad is, why did you feel such a Moedik Achidish? Because you connect to the Mayan. Your mom is connected to the Mayan. And you're saying over to him in a Gvuldik Azach. You understand? You're saying over to him in a gvuldika zach. You're saying over to him in a gvuldika vachina. See, he's masik the gvuld. He's masik fine. Nice chiddush. But when you're masik the chiddush, it came to you in a boom. It came to you in a hargosha of a nar yetzem yedin. So you feel the mayan shaboy. And then mamish as the chiddush came, you felt wow. And you felt like a mayan shein by soif. But your magdir a magbilit when you say it over to him, so he can't feel it. He can't feel the same chiddush. If you tell it to him with the same brand and the same as you know, as it's mamish fresh with you still, so then you can transmit that chelik as well. So that's the nakuda. So and then after you're saying it, so you think, hey, you can go even further. So then whatever was ponim became och. Ponim is always the oil, right? The oil panecha. So the oil panecha means that your mom is getting it as a nevuah. That's the bechina of panim and ponim. So then avada the hasaga, straight away you feel that you just masig the hasaga because your mom is masig it from the makor. But then when you go deeper, you see that fakert. You see that the early hasaga was even a hester dik hasaga because it goes even deeper. It's a bal dikazach. Shas you received the hasaga, you thought you were just masig everything. So there's no astara. When you master the deeper asoga, in other words, the same asoga that goes deeper, we're not dealing with a different chiddush, the same chiddush. When you say, wow, it goes even deeper, so then you realize that the early asoga was also asoga with the gvul. Why didn't it go deeper? So the early asoga, which is ponim, becomes ochr. And it keeps on being there. But it's not an emes, and it's not like the maskonis, the glonis, and the freya that the earlier one was ochr. Shasa came to you about it was ponim. But then you see that there was a gvul that wasn't letting you to go even deeper. And that then it becomes ochr, but not ochr lema freya. Ochr mekan la habo.
And it goes inside.
So every time you feel upon him, and then that upon him which you feel, which I'll be emes at that point was upon him, becomes ocher when you see that it's even. As soon as you see it goes deeper, then it's nizgale that the earlier chiddush had a hastar to it. I was giving masik the next one as well, and the next one as well. So each one is an ocher to the new one that's upon him. The same thing goes with Madrigas. So the person feels he attained a certain Madriga, he has to work for higher Madriga. The next time he works for higher Madriga, he realizes the early Madriga. That's Michael Choy. That's true. Nimtza Soga Rishon Acharayim Kenegad Soga Pnimis Shisak Achakach. Ach, Yev Shalom El Pnimis Takeoff. You can't go straight to the Pnimis. You can't go straight to the Pnimis. Kim Alede Soga Katana Tchila Shnikra Acharayim. You have to start up a Kafas. Umimena yasig asoga shenikro pnim. Benimtzo novazeh noig tomit, ki ein soif lasagosoi ayin bochu amisli. Choma shodam asig adayin yein shmo bechines achirayim negan mashi yocha lahasig achakach asoga yiseira nikro pnim. It's got to each time a person is masig something, so now his kli, his keilu, he's expanded his kli aseichel. Each time he's expanded his kli seichel, so the kli has now become a kli for hecher or. That's the way it always works. There are makiv in the oir apnim. So there are makiv means that it's makiv. What's the avoid? The avoid is to take the makiv into your kli seichel. What happens when you take the oir of makiv into your kli seichel? There's nothing more to be masik. The Teretz says no. By doing that, you're pulling down something which was even hecher than oir makiv. Oir makiv is not the hecher or. The highest or is an or. Chassidus says that the Zohar Pnim and the Zohar Makiv. Now the Zohar Makiv was, it's Makiv the Kli. So it's also Mugbul. It's not Mugbul in the Kli, it's Mugbul around the Kli. There's a Hasagas that are not Shaykh here even to be an Zohar Makiv. So you take them and the Zohar Makiv becomes Zohar Pnim. It's Nimshach, a Hechra Hasagas that wasn't even ready yet to be an Zohar Makiv. And then that becomes the Zohar Makiv. A person is constantly being Mamshach. So Pshat is that every new chiddush he brings down into a seichel on that level makes the seichel into a kli now to take in a hechor or. And the next hechor or, So every or there's a kli and there's an or. And kafi the kli, that's how you also or. So when you're starting off with katnas, right? Katnas means the kli, the yachasi to the or, which is godless. So when the or becomes a kli, it's nimp mamshach even hechra hasuk and hechra hasuk and hechra hasuk. The person's got to start up. The person's got to, his shaykhus to the or is through making himself into a kli for a hechra hasuk. Each time a person's got to make, he's got to be entire makadish is a kli more and more for a hechra hasuk. Each hasuk that was an or now becomes a kli. And then it's nam mamshach na big or into a kli. And then that big or also becomes kli, so it's mamshach a big or. It has to start off with katnas. A kli, and then you can bring in the nifim. Moridi gasog. Zeh vasirosi is kapay v'yisus achayra. That's what the Emes told Moshe Rabbeinu. Dosh chazal sheher lo yikesha shal tefillin. Now the tefillin itself is what? Tefillin shal roish is what? Tefillin shal roish. It's moichin. Hechra moichin. It's like a keser, which is on the head, right? It's keila b'chinas or a makif, right? So how does it come into the person? That's why you have to tie the tefillin achoyrai. That's why there's a keshem achoyrayim. Keshem achoyrayim, right? It's not pshat stam. It's not a technical way of keeping the box in your head. It's a hechra asoga. It's a kesher. The kesher of achoyrayim is that which allows the hechra moichin to come in. They're here, they're ready, this is Baponim. This is Arapanim. The Arapanim through the Achirayim. Right, because that's the Kesha. Here, the Kesha Shetfilim. That was Moshe Rabbeinu saw. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu saw? Rabbeinu Shalom's Kesha Shetfilim. And that's what Rabbeinu Shalom is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I already know it's the Rechacha. One shot, you want to see the Rechacha, you have to Kekelim, says it, blow him away. Lo Yirani Ha'anam Achai. You can't see the whole thing. It's gonna go darga darga. It's gonna go darga darga through starting up the chayim. Starting up the chayim, then you make yourself into a kli that can take in and can hold in the it's got to go from katnas to gadlus. Stuff get kesher, you've got to tie it in. Kamoish on the roish, a parsha shall tfin the ear shall any echodokna roish, kim alidea kesher. Parshas of Tefillin, it's impossible to be medabig al arosh only through the kesher sheish machoshim hadik and makashas of Tefillin al arosh. Kein yinin hazeh sheyev shel ahasig asoga shnikra moichin. You can't be masig ahasoga that's called moichin kiim al yedei achirayim asoga ktana tchil aval yodo asoga gdoila. So we nimtza achirayim makasher nesodom lahasoga pnimis. It's dafka the knot at the back. It's dafka the achirayim that are makasher the person to be able to be masig Ahasaga Pnimis. The Nikra Kesha Shal Tefillin, that's called the Kesha of the Tefillin, Shemach Kasha Vdabik, so Adam Tefillin, Hemaseichel Vasaga Pnimis. Oh, he brings out a Dalit Batim, a Kenegat Chacham Avina Das. Das is always two, right? So Das is divided into two. So Abba Batim, a Kenegat Chacham Avina Das, which is the Bechines Moichim. It starts off. So Makashi, you first to the Acharayim, and through the Acharayim, you have a route to get to the Moichim. That's what the Ebshim. Again, it wasn't a chesaron. Abraham was preparing Moshe Rabbeinu for the Hechz Geluyim. How do you prepare Moshe Rabbeinu for the Hechz Geluyim? By showing him the Kesher Shel Tefillin. Showing the Kesher Shel Tefillin is the way that Abraham was saying, Lo Yirani Ot L'Chai. I'm going to show you the same Zacha. And it's going to go Darga V'Darga. It's going to start up a Katnas, and then go Mikatnas. Katnas and Gadlas. There's only one time in the year where it starts off with Gadlas before Katnas, and that's Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, Avoida, the Kavanas of Leil Pesach start with Gadlas, and then they go to Katnas. In other words, whenever there's a sakana of the chitzonim, so then there has to be let's bring it down practically speaking, if the yitzhar has got a very strong sheet on the person, right? So he needs mamish with a powerful zach pressure to blind the yitzhar and to get him out. So what's more advisable? By learning see from Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or by seeing a gebaltige shtick of Pnimi Satoru. The person sees a gewaltig shtick with Pnimi Satoru, so that blinds that sometimes you need gadlus to come before katnas. And that's what happens to Leil Pesach, Klal Yisrael, and Zahar Matzav, where gadlus and moichin comes down. Right? Marav is gadlus, Kiddush is gadlus, Karpas is katnas and moichin. You can have katnas only when you kill it. It's a different manhag. B'derech Klal, it works mikafas adalus from acharayim to penimt. Shall you see a hasoga and then you put it in acharayim and you prepare yourself to see a hecharas. Turns out the measure that the measure of seeing the acharayim was a route to seeing the penimt. It wasn't like you can't see this, you can see that. It wasn't chasushan v'chasar. It was putting Moshe Rabbeinu in a matzav of Yechon Mechayel Al-Soy. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be masik. You're going to be masik and masik and masik and masik. But it's Mechayel Al-Soy. And that's the Keshesh of Tfilin.
So why does it have a same Pnim? It was always going to be Acharayim afterwards.
Yeah, so why?
It's really Pnim B'Shas Ma'isa, but no one becomes
Pnim. What is Pnim? In other words, according to your Keli now, according to what you can be masik now, it's Pnim. But as soon as that goes into the kli, it's misvara tafaker. It was a big what you were masik was absolutely a big hastara to that which you're about to be masik now.
Really, any type of hastara is going to be always.
So it always comes to when you see whoosh, somebody tells you you're going to and you chap yourself. So what is that now? Pnim or acharayim? It's pnim. But then you internalize it and you take it further. So you know then it's. You can't stay on the same chiddush. You stay on the same chiddush, but the same chiddush goes deeper and deeper. So I once heard from Liebman, whatever, she probably ran to it. Koshmi and Ram Chachos and Eltri, he said, what was the difference between Reform and Lahavul and Meshama Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus? He says, Reform wanted the same thing. Faked, they just wanted to, you know, to spread it horizontally. Is the Russian. The Chassidus took the same thing, but they went vertical. In other words, it's all the same tire of mitzvahs. So Reform says, let's spread out this way. You know, the fine colors here and there. Chassidus, let's take the same tire of mitzvahs and show. Faked, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper this way, not this way. The first thing is somebody's Balchuva's introduced, somebody tells him, you know what tefillin means? There's batim in here, and there's parashias, in the batim is parashias, and then it says shmira, and twice it's sending in the triggering off moichin, for you, that's to hear such a divra is acharayim for you. Who doesn't know that there's parashias inside? To him, it's pnim. Learns more about it, then it becomes a problem. Ksiv ein elei rakus, v'roch loisi fastoye fasmar. So Dorm Shechazal she is a boiches le typical gororos she leisif. She was crying, Leah. Now her inyan hu, she Leah nikra mashe nilo. Nilo is a lot like it said by the Yo'or, nilo mitzrayim lishtes mayim na Yo'or, like a story, prevention, preventing. Leah's called Mashanila Odom Lahasik, where a person can be Masik, with Nekoitin Hasagose Bedova Ahu. Sechel Nikre Naim, Kiyot Kanoida. Sechel are called Enaim. And Sahedra called Eine, or Chachme Aida called Eine Aida, for instance. Sechel is called Enaim. Eine Leah means the Eine Sechel, and Leah is Nila, mean Hastara of the Sechel. Eine Leah means Hastara of the Sechel. Sechel Shanila Lasikoi. Rakos is soft, it's not strong. Eino in boher, it's not klim if ne koiten amasuk. Neishi ish doba ham chasa u maste hasog heim alavushim sachem shel aklipas. That's called gorilla shleis. Emes is a Leah. We know Leah's shaych to hechra moichin. Leah's shaych to hechra moichin in rochim. What's the difference between rochim and Leah? I'm saying why the good TV's on. I don't say it, but I'm saying that the Leah shaych to hechra hasog and hechra moichin. Leah is Mizman Shabbos of Mikdash Kayim, Rachel is the one who's Mavaka Albanel, Mizman Shabbos of Mikdash Kayim. What's the chiluk between Rachel and Leah? Tayyat is the Leah corresponds to the Bechina when there's a lot of Astaras and it's all about being Leuchim and breaking through the Astara. Hechra Moichin you can only get through Katzis first. Moichin are not Hechra Moichin, so you can get much more of a Behira straight away. Right? Take a Yeshiva, take a Chvais, take a Bar Mitzvah boy, and start learning with him Shari Kavan from Chaim Vital. Right? So that's Vein Alei Rakus. So Amod Moichin, Amam. Moshenkin, he'll tell you, I see Namim Yepasuk of Chomish Rashi. Namim Yepasuk of Chomish Rashi, I'll have more Behiris. Rachel is the Bechino of Behiris. That's why Rachel, Yaakov wanted Rachel. Rachel is a Hastara, Rachel is a Vakal Baneo, but she brings Behirus to the Hastara. It's not the same Behirus as the Behirus of Leah. So each one's got a mile of its own. Rachel's Behirus is a certain Ki'ilu Behirus, Ki'ilu, certain Behirus that you can have. Leah is Hastara, but Chinas Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on seeing Achayra, Marisa Sachayra. So Marisa Sachayra is the Chaim Moshe Rabbeinu is always a hachon of getting hechra oiras. He has to always start off because of the kapnis, because his potential of oiras are never ending. So that's the pshat of the Einei Leah Rakim. So she has to be massing is big oiras. So that's what Leah has to be massing. So made her therefore, that's the Gerola Shalesa. For that, there's a Hastara the whole time. Sheing and Leah has more behiras, Rachel has more behiras straight away. זה קבענו חזאל שמתם זה אין אלי רכז מני גרולה של איסב רוחל שיוצא מגרולה עוז ואיסה יפסטו יפסמר וצלם ואיסה הסוג המשלם סבינה השכל הגודל שאין המוסף הוא מבחינת הקטן השכל הגודל which is not Musik, that's Mechinas Ketana. It's a Seichel HaGadol. Because it's a Seichel HaGadol, you can't be Masig it. So it's called Ketana. Ki Kotan Mo'oid HaSugosai Maktin Atzmei V'nikra Anova Kotan Mitzan, it's Maktin itself. That's called Anova. Zeu Masha Asasa E Anova Ekev L'sul Yosa Asa Yira Torah L'roisho. In other words, it starts off right, it starts off the Akim, starts off an Akim in Sulyosa, it's Makdin itself. And then eventually through Yira, through Bittl, it becomes our Torah L'Rosha. Same thing that was an Akim, same thing that had to be Makdin itself. Eventually with Yira, it becomes a Torah L'Rosha. Kamosha Biyano, Seichel, Shal Bechinas Anova, Shal Hoya Boy, Koitin Asoga, Mechuna, Bechinas Akim, Ibne Gorola, Shal Esav, so it's Maslat, so Bechinas Akim. So Yira Torah L'Rosh Shiyotza Migaro L'Shoz Nigdeles Asaga B'Shleimo. So we need to. Hello. We need to. Kasha Adam Masik Tchila Asaga Eizu Shehi. The person is Masik. Ebesa Asaga Eizu Shehi Nikra Etzlei B'Chinas Panim. Oh, this is Beferish. First attack is called Ponim. Shvachagach Lasoga, Yosef Gedoyla, maybe, then you understand Shaz Mashisig, Tchil Hoya Bochines Achiraim Yachasi to the new Chiddush. Zeo Ponim Boilamaze, Mashi Bechines Ponim Boilamaze, Ochel Oilamabo. She Yasig Asoga, Yosef Gedoyla, Yomen Shaz Oisa Bechines Ochel. Marin Gazach, Oilamabo. First of all, see that all the Hasogas he was Masig, he was so excited about it, this world, is Mamish Ochel. That's why a person comes to sell on everything. Because even if a person learns everything over here for katnas, but anyways, however he learns it over here, it's going to be katnas and the umas is going on in Olam Haba. So maybe that's important of a person, even if he's learning something for katnas, but that katnas is going to transform itself into a godless in Olam Haba. So the chinam, but Moshe nam, but Tzvunus Hashem Yabed Zem Mare Achiraim. She Moshe Yehilech Tomin Madrega. Tomin Yehilech Chinas Achiraim. She Shasoga Yisag Doyle Mashi Yasegata. Mind the Ketaych. Everyone to wash the Ketaych. Upon a Reisus Achira. Upon an Iron means what's going on? What can I mention? It's a mile. It's a mile. So Moshe made you going to be massive. Mind the Kazach. But it's going to go step by step. So that's where the Harry, this possible Tunas Hashem Yabed is by the Russian horror. It's right when Aaron and Miriam. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "How can you speak Russian about Moshe Rabbeinu?" Hasagosa ain't like soif. Kine nenu nisha v'noch b'shum hasagos lo hilach Moshe. The fact that he's Risa Achira, you think it's a chasarn. It shows if everything becomes Achira, he's got such a big pile of Achiraim. Just imagine. Just imagine where he's going with it. The bigger the pile of the achiraim, the deeper the person is gone. Everything is a mara achiraim because he keeps them being massive. It's new. Harry, the Lashon Hara was Pirish Mishta. What's Pirish Mishta? You can't find time. For Ishtar, the Torah says every second. What do you mean you can't find time? It's like someone saying in Olam Haba, you can't find time to relax with Matan Sofer for an hour. It's Gate Mishta. Like, that was my Shabbos Madrigal. Well, even the Pirish Mishta, he was living already in Olam Haba. He was living in Olam Haba the Kalevim. Olam Haba the Kalevim, they failed to see the Gansa Mailah. The more persons got the Chora. Yeah, very often, sometimes someone tells you Chiddush, yeah? So for you, you're already much further in Kielu. So someone tells you Chiddush, and he feels that's Mamish Chiddush upon him. When you hear the Chiddush, it goes straight to your Achora. Why? Because you also had that once upon a time as a Pnim, but you're way past there. So sometimes you get a person who that hasog is really by him achoy, right? But the person telling it to you is so excited to tell you, and then you have to make yourself excited to hear it, because for you that's already that's the darg of the verse. So what does that show? You have more achoy, or he has it? Harry, he's saying I'm giving an hasog of pnim, and you're telling me it's in your achoy, so you're the shvach. Punk faked. His whole stock of pnim is by the other guy in his achoy already. You can walk out sometimes. It's mamish practice. You see, you walk out sometimes. You say, "Do you know what this guy said?" I guess you don't know what this guy said. You know he's mechadish. So by him it's panim. By you it's achayra. So it's a maila. The more you have in achayra, it's a maila. So the Eibush was telling them over here. It's minus Hashem Yabed. How achayra? No achayra. Yo achayra. What to use panim is by him already achayra. Moshe Rabbeinu had an enormous pile of achayra. That's how far he was with the Pnim. The Pnim is always going to be an Akuda. And then Akuda goes and goes and goes, and then it's worried. That's the Hasoga that the Yidden had in the Bissam English. And the Bissam English was constantly looing, right? So Nissim all the time in the Bissam English. And Ness is the Chachos. Right? And Ness is the Chachos. So how can it be a Ness? It's happening. Well, if you saw all the time that these nisim of Bissam Mikdash, so it's teva, it's a different teva. So that's the whole nakuda. What's considered a chiddush in the Welt was taka teva in the Bissam Mikdash, because the Bissam Mikdash was constant as chadshus. So outside the Bissam Mikdash, we call the nest. That's not a chiddush. That's a chayra in the Bissam Mikdash. We're going way beyond that already. Saw constant schachos. They saw constant. That's what they saw. The Yechem Michael Chayil Yirala Kibetzir. Why did he get that? Malach Elokim Oyle Miyodim Boy. So the Balaton. That's the Kevish. The Kohen used to run up and down. Yaakov in his dream of a Yetzir. Kevish running up and down. That's the Malach Elokim Oyle Miyodim. Coming with new messages. Oyle Miyodim. Oyle Miyodim. Constant schachos in the Bismidish. As soon as a person feels the constant is conscious, and hasogus, hasogus are neuroboyim. So it's in Shiva all the time, Shiva Hashem, Shiva Chodesh, everything is his conscious. Here, if it's conscious, you have to break through it. You have to break the yoshan. But over there, it's constant noise is conscious. That's why we can't be massive there. That's why we can't be massive this idea. We can't be massive with such gargoyim for the Bissam English. It's all Mahabad, the gargoyim, the whole time seeing Schachas. What was the Yudke Vovke? The Yudke Vovke is the Shem of Schachas. Hoya, 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 Bissam English, they pronounced it the way, pronounced it without the Shem, pronounced it the way it's written. So it was a book of Bissam English, it's a book of Schachas. What it means, Hasagas and Torah, what it means, in Menucha, there's no Menucha. Okay.